which again you'll look at when you have a chance, emphasizes the idea that every country, every nation has a guardian angel, and that's where the Shefa comes from. But Eretz Yisrael is different. Eretz Yisrael is Ein Hashem Elokecha Ba. Our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is direct. The Shefa is direct. And he explains so many things with this. It's something that has to be read and reread. I think that's one very important takeaway when you think about Eretz Yisrael, to always look at that Ramban and let it get into your kishkes. Since in Chutz La'aretz the week is Tazir Mitzora, I just want to mention a quick vort in that connection as well. Binogeya, something that's in Parshas Mitzora, which is Tzaras HaBayis. Torah introduces Tzaras HaBayis by saying, Ki Sabol Eretz Kanan. You're going to enter Eretz Yisrael, V'nasati Nega Tzaras, and I'm going to visit a Nega in the house. So it's strange. It's like a Besura, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Next thing you know, what? You're going to be hit with a Nega in the house. Typically, you find the expressions Ki Sabol in the context of something good, in terms of a new mitzvah. The juxtaposition is very jarring, and Rashi quotes the Chazal here that explains that, in fact, there's something good to be had from this nega. This nega tzaras will actually bring about Klal Yisrael becoming wealthy. There were fortunes, treasures that were buried in the walls of the houses by the inhabitants of the land. They didn't want the Jews to get it. And sure enough, Hashem caused the nega to be in the walls of the house, and as part of the process of Tzaras HaBayis, they had to knock the walls down, and lo and behold, they found the treasure. So indeed, Ki Sabol Eretz Kanan, there's going to be something good in the Satin Nega Tzaras. I think there's an important Musar Haskel here that we should take in connection to Eretz Yisrael itself. Eretz Yisrael is, as you know, it's a gift. It's such a special land, as we develop from the Ramban. It's so central to Yadus. But as the Gemara mentions, there are numerous matanos tovos that will give it to Klal Yisrael, but they will give an idea yisurim. It doesn't come easy. There's a price to be had. And it certainly is the case with Eretz Yisrael. Historically speaking, in terms of how everything came about, in terms of our return to Eretz Yisrael in the aftermath of the Shoah, certainly we recognize that idea intuitively. And it continues to be that way. There's always struggles. There's struggles in terms of safety and security. There's struggles in terms of the Ruchnius components, being able to sustain a land on the level of Altaras HaKodesh. There are always challenges, and that's the nature of Eretz Yisrael. Never comes easy. The Pasuk says that the person who owns the house declares to the Kohen, Kinega Nirali Babois. There's a Masora that the Baal Turim quotes. Masora means that you find expressions that are identical in numerous places in Tanakh. And there must be some thread that links the various expressions over the various places in Tanakh. Where do we find the expression Nero Li? These two words, you find it in Tosis all over the place, right? Nero Li. In terms of Tanakh, these two words, Nero Li, twice. Here's one of them. Kenega Nero Li Baboyis, Nero Li. The other is a pasuk in Nach, Merachok Hashem Nero Li. I think it's in Yirmiyahu, we can double check. Merachok Hashem Nero Li. So the Baal HaTurim has a pshat, but maybe we'll suggest a bit of a different pshat. The common denominator here is as follows. Just as we noted from the Rashi, that Eretz Yisrael and the tzaras of the houses in Eretz Yisrael, although it seemed like it was a terrible thing, and it certainly wasn't simple, and it was very trying and painful, but it also brought about a gift, a positive result, when they knocked down the houses and they found the treasures. So what seemed to be something terrible ultimately led to something good. And that's, in a way, why when the person makes a declaration, it says, Kinega Nirali Baboyis. It doesn't say Nega, Kinega. Rashi quotes from Chazal the idea that he shouldn't be too presumptuous. But maybe there's another idea. Kinega, because really, on a deeper level, it wasn't absolutely bad. It wasn't a total Nega. It was only Kinega, because really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tova meitiv, but even what seems to be terrible has something positive in it. So therefore, kinega nirali babayis. The other pasuk says, meirachok, and Hashem is in the distance, Hashem is far, Hashem, we feel like Hashem is not with us, we feel hester panim, but havaya, yukei vavkei nirali, even from the state of meirachok, there can also be a recognition that there's rachamim there. And their challenge is to be able to recognize that even though things seem bleak, seem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hidden, but there's also the challenge of discovering HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizing the rachamim that exist within even what seems to be midas adin. So merachok Hashem nirali, just like over here in the context of Eretz Yisrael and the tzaras of the house, there was something good that came out of it. There has to be a Musar Haskel for all of us, that whenever we feel in any way down, frustrated, feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not dear for us, we have questions in the Muna, we have questions in terms of our own life, we have sfeikos. It's the nature of the world, it's the nature of our humanity, that there are tkufas like that, tkufas where things are dark. And yet we also have to have the emuna within that state of merachok, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ultimately dear for us, and Umiyat Hashem will experience in ultimate sense in Eretz Yisrael the Geula Shleima Bekarov Meira B'Yenu. Amen.